Any sunshine today will gradually fade behind increasing clouds as showers move in our direction from the west and south. By the evening commute, showers will arrive in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, then overspread the remainder of the region into the evening hours. Temperatures, though, will be on the mild side once again, in most places reaching about 60 degrees. As the front passes by, not only rain showers, but even a few rumbles of thunder and bursts of rain are possible through the evening. We'll start a drying trend late after midnight tonight and toward tomorrow morning with areas of fog developing back into the lower 40s. So we'll start out dry with some sunshine tomorrow on St. Patrick's Day, although upper-level energy will be overhead for the remainder of the day. So clouds will increase and thicken again, and there is the risk of a few passing showers from time to time on Thursday afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder with highs back into the mid-50s. A front will move our way on Friday from the north. This front has Arctic air behind it, so as it moves through Friday morning, temperatures will start out in the lower 40s, then drop behind the front through the day with an increasing and gusty north-northwest wind. Along with the front, we'll have a round of snow showers, maybe even a brief squall dusting the ground in spots, especially across the higher terrain. This will leave us with a dry but cold weekend as we round out the winter season and begin spring. Mostly sunny 30s on Saturday with a breeze and increasing clouds in the lower 40s on Sunday. The chances for more snow on Monday look minimal right now as the latest computer models bring a coastal storm out too far to the east. It looks like temperatures will remain in the 40s, though, for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has issued an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon across southeastern Virginia and northeast North Carolina. Moisture will spread northward into this region with dew points in the upper 50s and lower 60s expected. Meanwhile, heating within this moistening lower layer will result in a moderately unstable environment. While stronger forcing for ascent is expected to remain northwest of the area, storms that do form will have the tendency for rotating updrafts and splitting cells. Isolated hail and strong wind gusts will be the primary threats, while weak low-level winds will limit the tornado risk. To the north, in the colder air, winter storm warnings have been issued for northern Minnesota into Wisconsin through tomorrow morning. 8 to 13 inches of snow is likely in these locations, with wind gusts of up to 30 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Hebronville, Texas, to a low of 1 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, partly sunny with scattered showers later near 60, Boston, mostly cloudy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 82, set in 1990, and the record low, 4, in 1980. Sunrise this morning at 7:05 a.m., sunset this evening 7:03 p.m., 11 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers developing later today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Cloudy with more showers this evening, a rumble of thunder possible, then clearing late tonight with lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing later today or thunderstorm possible as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with showers tonight, some clearing toward morning and lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing later today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs right around 60. Cloudy with showers this evening, then some clearing late tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing and thickening clouds with showers developing later today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs near 60. More showers this evening, then some clearing late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers developing later today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs near 60. Cloudy with showers this evening, some clearing late tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sun, then cloudy with scattered showers in the afternoon, mid-50s. Windy and turning colder Friday, temperatures dropping through the 40s and 30s with snow showers and a squall possible. Mostly sunny, 30s Saturday, breezy Sunday, sunshine giving way to clouds, lower 40s. A chance of snow showers Monday, dry on Tuesday, highs both days in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.